Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watts, and we're cutting through the matrix, and we've got Jim from Texas on the line who brought up a really important point. Do you want to remake that point again, Jim? Hello?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, yeah, go ahead, because that is an important thing about awareness. You're talking about why some seem to always have that and question everything and retain it throughout their adulthood as well. I think that's where you're going with it. And then yes, you see others who really don't.
And it can be shocking.
Yeah.
Because you can present them with information, and it's almost like they know, but they can't. It's impossible for them to make that step.
Yep.
I don't know if they're scared or if they literally cannot, you know, make that step.
Yes.
I used to think it was just fear,
but
sometimes I think it's actually impossible, that their whole world will be shattered so completely that they cannot maintain an existence, because this whole facade or this fake structure is all they got.
That's all they know.
They're not confident enough in themselves to make that leap into the truth.
But, well, you're right on with it, because I'm sure that other listeners, too, have come up against this, too, especially even with people in their own families.
Well, that was another thing. I do notice that in my family, they tend to be able to make that leap.
They can, eh? Yeah.
Which lends me to the idea that maybe it's something genetic, or because I know my father, you know, he's been conned. We've all been conned, but when he figures out the con, he can easily make that leap and go, hey, I've been conned, let me learn the truth and let me adapt.
Yeah.
While as others, they can't make that admission, so to say.
Yeah, I've often thought about that. And what I do think, to be honest with you, you see, it's like any warfare project. They want any weapon has to affect the majority of the public. That's how it works. Doesn't matter what they make, even in high-tech industries, for the mass maximum effect, but they know they don't get everyone. It's like releasing a virus. It won't kill everyone, or kill most perhaps, but not everyone.
Right.
Some people are genetically different. And if you realize you've been under literally genetically a genetic attack since you were born through inoculations,
right,
and then you couple it with the modified food that we're doing long before they were telling the public, then some people are more immune to it than others. There's always a few that it does not affect in the same way, and their mind, that their actual brain seems to stay intact. And I've noticed this with, it's like the childhood inoculations. Every doctor is trained to tell the mother that the child will have a little fever, perhaps for a few days it'll go away and it's all right. Well, that fever is based in the head of the child, where your brain is.
Right.
So they're attacking part of the brain, but some children, it will go to another organ because there's a slight difference in their biological structure and the genetic structure.
I just went through that with my child, and it was just shocking to me that the doctors tell me, yeah, get some aspirin and all this, going to have a fever, you know, the brain's going to swell maybe, you know, and I was like, well, how is this? I don't know, it's just very shocking.
It is. It is. And I do know people who've... actually, I know one or two guys who've actually got one of their daughters, or one each in both families, not to have the children inoculated. And these are the only children who haven't had what everyone's trained to believe they all get, these childhood problems with the earaches and the sinus problems.
Right.
And they've never had any of that. So I'm pretty certain in all the studies that have been done, the inoculations are causing all of these problems.
I believe the same. And another thing I want to point out, and I'll notice this, you know, you do meet people that are awake, and I've noticed even with myself when I was a child, the teachers were really telling my parents, he needs Ritalin, you need to get him on these drugs, you know, because I was a dreamer, you know, lost or not paying attention.
Yeah.
But I noticed you'll see that common thread in people that are awake. And it's all, you know, they use this drug to, hey, this guy might, you know, not fall for this con. Let's get him drugged early, and that way we can train him and mold him and get him to be, you know, obedient, you know, worker instead of someone out there with original ideas and thoughts.
Well, that's exactly it, because back in the 1940s, they were talking about what to do, what kind of part of the world or structure of the world to create after the war was over. And they knew they were going into a global system. They planned it that way long before World War II. But they talked about using the pharmaceutical industry, and that's why Huxley and others in the 30s had written books about using drugs on a wide scale across the whole of society to keep a placid, passive population all working for them. And right. Now the thing about putting them on Ritalin and so on, it was mainly to target young males who possibly had leadership abilities that right. didn't sit quietly in the classroom. And that's what's been happening. They're getting rid of all those who could be problems with leadership qualities for what's coming down in the very near future.
Right.
Yeah?
Well, I appreciate you letting me talk to you. I'm, like I said, a huge fan, and I can't wait to get my hands on your books because I read some of the, you put up, you know, samples on your website.
Yeah.
And it's like I've been searching. I read all the, you know, I read Quigley and all these guys and, you know, a lot of the guys you recommend. But when I saw that, some of your work, I just think it's really what I've been searching for.
No, thanks.
Get my hands on.
Thanks for ordering them. I hope more people do because that's what's keeping me going.
Yeah.
And I don't get paid for these shows, you know.
And it would be such a tragedy to see you go off the air because I enjoy your work so much. And at the same time, people need to get these books now while they can.
Yeah.
And then they have the hard copy to keep in their library. You know, I want some that I can give to my father or just some I can, if we make it through these changes, I could pass on to my children.
Yes, that's a good idea because this, see, knowledge is power. It's true, knowledge is power. And when you see to the extent of how we've been conned, how our minds are controlled, and even the way it's blatantly done, and we don't even recognize it's being done to us, well, that's what I put in the books. I show you how we're being mocked all the time. By mainstream, yeah.
Real fascinating stuff. But I'm going to let you go so you can go on with the show. But thank you, Alan.
Thanks for calling.
Okay, take care.